everybody.
Hello.
It's behind you.
Ah.
How are you doing?
All right. Been doing a lot of streaming. Yeah, we haven't got very many followers on the Twitch channel, though.
What have you... Have I been streaming? No, you've been streaming. What have you been streaming?
I've been doing... what did I do? I did some Black Desert.
Mm.
I've been doing... Did some Elite Dangerous. Trying to remember what the other games were then. I've just been rotating through them. I'm trying to put... it's all available on the VOD. So,
On the VOD?
On the VOD.
What is the VOD?
Video on demand. Basically, it's on our Twitch dashboard. If you go to our Twitch stream, hit videos, they're all there.
Nice.
So we've got... How many videos? Oh, there we are. Oh, World of Warcraft. We streamed it. Together.
We did,
and Anthem. We streamed some Anthem. I streamed some Anthem. And had no end of trouble with it. And then I think you joined a bit later.
Mm.
And then we did some more Anthem. That was quite good. That was on the first weekend, wasn't it? That was on the closed one.
Probably.
Because this weekend's just gone. There was the open one. Yeah, so that's it. WoW, Black Desert, and on the second half of the first Black Desert was Elite Dangerous. So I switched over to Elite Dangerous for a bit. So, yeah, that's quite good.
So you're back on Elite Dangerous?
I just had a bit of a play around. I didn't do too much.
You've returned to the crack.
Yeah. Well, Black Desert...
I thought you said you were clean, Aaron.
Black Desert has just been my thing at the moment. I've spent so long on that. I've been AFKing at work. Because when I get in at work, I set up my tablet connecting to the cloud machine, set it doing its AFK thing, then minimise it. Leave it on a blank screen, and then, go to it at lunchtime and sort some stuff out, and then AFK it for the afternoon. So yeah, that's one thing I've been doing on that, which is interesting, just to level up a couple of skills. And then I've been doing my dailies. I'm doing my daily. What is it? It's not con. I don't know. There's a point system. That you need to buy houses with.
Contracts.
And stuff. No, it's can't remember. It's like influence, but it's not. I can't remember. Oh well. Anyway, you need that to invest in nodes and things. So I've been doing my dailies on that to in Calphion to level up that. So that's been quite good because I've reorganizing everything so I can be more more streamlined. So that's that.
You are so streamlined.
Oh, I was trying to get it all sorted. It's taking me so long, you know, it's probably not worth it.
Do you still enjoy Elite Dangerous? Oh.
Sometimes. Depends what I've... There's a lot of faffing about to do. Once you've got your setup, so if I'm doing exploration and I've got a ship already there, it's great. You can just go out and do it. But if you haven't got a ship already set up to do the task you want to do, it's a lot of messing around, going to the right stations and picking the right gear up and trying to work out what you're doing and getting back into it. So that's the big problem.
Mm.
So, yeah. Well, but yeah, if I've got a ship already built, because that's the problem I had when I did the live stream. There was the ship I had wasn't quite in the right location doing the right things for what it needed to be, so I just need to work out what I need and where, and then I'll
You jump your ships around.
Because it doesn't tell you what to do. You need to decide what you want to do. Do you want to do mining? Do you want to do exploration? Do you want to do passenger missions? Do you want to do hauling? Do you want to do shooting?
Do you want to do mining? No. Shooting. Elite Dangerous was fun-ish in the combat, but it wasn't exactly... It wasn't a great combat game, was it?
It can be. If you go into one of the... If you get a really good ship and go into one of the combat zones, it can be quite intense and quite fun dashing around and stuff. The thing is, it's not... When you die, it's a big impact. It's not
right.
It's not like Eve Valkyrie, where you just respawn another ship and get out there straight away. It's not an arcadey shooter. It is a simulation. So it is about you trying to stay alive more than you just gunning everything down in a hail of fire. And, you know, just streaking in there. Because if you die, you lose all benefit of all the kills you've had. Because you've got to kill some bandits or whatever and then take whatever vouchers or whatever back to the station without dying. Because the in-game lore is that you've registered that bounty kill on your ship computer, and obviously if that blows up, you've lost that. So, that's the idea.
Hmm.
But, yeah, so there's an impact to you dying. But, yeah, it's quite good. But,
well, generally, it's a, you know, yeah, it's a less preferred activity.
Well, I don't know. Some games just, you know, like COD and a lot of... Well, no, not so much that anymore, because there's tickets and things, isn't there, in those sorts of games. But a lot of the early shooter games were just respawn. It doesn't matter. Just respawn. It'll set you back a bit, but, you know, you just keep going.
Yeah, and that's what made them fun, in my view.
Yeah, because you can just keep going. And it's just a fun shooter thing. It wasn't that serious. But obviously Elite's trying to be a simulator rather than an action game.
So, I'll tell you who likes their shooters serious.
What's that?
Do you remember someone called Simon?
Yeah, I remember him.
He doesn't exist.
No, he's a charlatan and a fraud. Hello, mate. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this through my phone, so I don't know what the quality's like.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's a bit echoey, but yeah.
I can try. I've got some new headphones on my phone. I could try them. Let me just see if I can acquire them from wherever I last left them.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been playing that, and I'm looking forward to Astroneer. You know, I've been playing the early access.
Yes, I have.
It comes out on Thursday. Oh, no, Wednesday. Yeah, I think it's Wednesday. I could be
Wednesday?
Wrong. It could be Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. It's soon. It's a couple of days, so I'm really looking forward to that.
So that's the full version that's finally coming out.
Yeah, the 1.0. It's got a bit of story in there and everything.
How much has it improved since when it started?
Oh, lots. Lots. When you first started, there was barely anything to do. It was just...
Simon, stop fiddling with your
phone.
Stop
fiddling!
I'm not fiddling.
You are.
You're fiddling with something, whether it's your phone or something else.
Okay, how's that?
That's it. There's some scratching on the microphone, so...
I don't know where the microphone is. Is this the microphone? Hello?
Yes, that's
the microphone.
Whatever you're rubbing there is the microphone.
Okay. I'll leave it very still. Okay. It's these new headphones. I don't know how they work. I guess they're just really sensitive microphone.
Possibly. Yeah,
for phones, it usually is. I don't know, because it wants to pick you up from a mile away, but then picks up all the background noise as well, and then tries to cancel that.
Just on a side note, while we're recording, Trailmakers and Endless Legend are both in the Steam library.
Oh, cool.
Endless Legend?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been in the Steam library for ages.
You own it. Aaron owns it, and you own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I own it now as well.
Hey, we all own it.
Hang on a second.
I think maybe even the sequel. Is there a sequel? No, Endless Space, there's a sequel.
Endless Space,
there
is two. But I think Endless Legends is only one. I didn't get on with it for some reason.
No, it was alright. It was a bit too slow for me. bit slower than Civ.
Yeah.
Which is saying something.
Yeah.
The battles take longer because you have to go in and do the battles one by one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Astroneer, yeah. So it's come along. You had a couple of resources and you could craft a couple of things to start with. And now you have to unlock and research and do all sorts of stuff. And yeah, it's quite good.
Does it feel like a full game now, or?
I don't know. I'll find out when we get to the full, when I get the full 1.0. It's a couple of days yet. I've seen a couple of people start to stream it, and I clicked on a YouTube video, and I was going to play it. I'm going to watch it, and then I went, no, I want to experience it to start with, and then I'll start watching other people play it. Because I think there's a bit of a story there, and there's some plot and things, and backstory. I don't think it's huge, because it is still a sandbox game, but there is some sort of backstory to what all these companies are and why you're here and that sort of thing. Because before, you were just dumped on a planet and said, survive, effectively, and build. There's no reason why you were surviving and building. So
I've been playing two games, one with Astro in the title,
okay,
and one which you survive and build.
Okay. Astrobot? So
which tenuous link would you like me to make first?
Astrobot?
Astrobot is one of them indeed.
Yes, I thought it would be. I have yet to play that. The kids have played it, but I've still got to play that one.
It's very fun. I am enjoying it. For as long as I can, you know, play in VR. I don't like playing in VR for long periods of time. But
okay. I really, really got into... I can play quite a lot in VR. Although PSVR, not so much.
I don't think it's particularly the headset. Is Dave talking to us? Or?
I don't know.
I am. I'm saying I like the PSVR.
Yeah,
you're very quiet.
Yeah, mine drifts a lot. It seems to drift
even
quite a lot.
Even with the lights off?
I don't know. I don't very often, because I can't turn the lights off very easily, because the light switch is by the door. So if I switch the light off, then I have to get to my desk and get back to the light switch without any lights. So, yeah, I tend not to turn them off. I have them quite dimmed, but I do have them.
I think when I'm in the VR, I don't like not knowing what's actually going on around me in the real world.
Okay.
I mean, there tends not to be, but even if there is, I don't know if that's worse or better if there's other people around.
Worse, because they pull your trousers down.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but then if you live alone, then, you know.
If you live alone and someone pulls your trousers down while you're in VR, you should be really worried.
But not knowing what's going on around you is disconcerting.
You owned the Talos Principle VR. Did I buy that?
No, I bought that.
Were they done a VR version of that?
Yep, yeah. It was a separate purchase, but it was cheap over Christmas.
So the survival game I've been playing is Frostpunk. I've only just started it earlier today.
Frostpunk.
Now this got quite a few good reviews last year. And my people are freezing, and I'm slowly heating them up. It's a bit like how would you call it?
It's a
survival RTS.
Okay. I think it's how long you can survive, because I don't think you can survive indefinitely.
Can you not? I don't know, maybe you can.
Maybe you can. The impression I got was that it was a test to see how long you could survive.
But there's been a few games like this I've been looking at. So this one, I've been on my list for a while, and they are Billions as well, which is obviously a zombie tower survival one. Yeah, hundreds of zombies. I'm waiting for that one to be a bit more developed. This Frostpunk, I think it's finished. I don't think it's in early access.
No,
it certainly looks finished.
Yeah, I think that one's definitely finished. That one.
You know, for a indie RTS, it's got a high level of quality of polish. Yeah, I'll see how it gets on. I'm very early on in that. I don't know. Have you guys talked about Hospital Project. Oh yeah, what's it called? Hospital.
Two Point Hospital.
We talked about that in a while.
That no, that was a while ago. That came out.
Yeah, I didn't know if any of you, if either of you had played through it anymore.
No, I've not got it, but
Dave has it.
I've got it, but I haven't actually managed to touch it yet.
You haven't even touched it yet.
No, I booted. Well, I say I haven't touched it. I booted it up, but I then got dragged away. And do you know what? I'd actually forgotten about its existence.
That's happened a few times. I bought quite a few games recently, and I've just forgotten about them. You know, I'm just trying to. I've got Spyro. I got Red Dead. I've barely touched.
Yeah, I haven't touched Red Dead. Well, I haven't touched Spyro.
Yeah, I bought Ni No Kuni for a tenner the other day.
Yeah, same. That I bought knowing that I wouldn't play it for a year or two.
I've just forgot. I bought Moss about 2 days ago.
Oh, that's been brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to get through that and Astrobot at some point. That'd be good.
Yeah, I've got Moss. I've got Astrobot. I've not played either of them. Oh, no, I did play Moss for a brief second. But I didn't even get into the game. I was just doing the... There was no sound on the intro. So that sort of ruined it because you missed the story. That's the whole point of the intro. So that's as far as I got on Moss.
So Astrobot and Spyro give me a very similar feel to the way in which they play and what you're doing. You know, you're going around, collect all the things. You can go back and go revisit the levels and collect them again. The way they control is... okay, one's in VR and one's not. But...
What would you say is more fun?
What is more fun? I don't know. You know, Spyro's got a bit of a nostalgia element. But I think I would go with Astrobot. You know, there were a couple of little quirky things in Astrobot that made me smile. I was like, oh, that's clever.
Do you think that's because Astrobot's the more modern game?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot of bang for your buck in the Spyro trilogy.
You say that, like, I'd never played the Sly Cooper trilogy, and then when I tried it, I just really didn't enjoy it.
I don't think Sly Cooper's quite as... I don't know, I think Spyro is simpler, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, its complexity is for its simplicity. So you've got hidden gems or hidden things, and the mastery of it is through just playing the simple gameplay. Whereas, you know, Sly Cooper's got more things going on. And, I don't know, I didn't mind Sly Cooper. I think I did the first and the second one. I've also got I think I've got the HD collections for all of them now. So Sly Cooper, Jak and Daxter, Spyro. I haven't got Crash Bandicoot. But... Saren, you're gonna give these a go at some point?
Yeah. I've got the PS4 here now because I've got Ace Combat now. I bought Ace Combat when it came out and haven't touched it. So I've even got a HOTAS for the PS4. It just plugs into the PS4 and I've got the VR and you can play VR missions and I just haven't bothered.
Does it only work with Ace Combat or does it work with other things?
No, it works with Elite Dangerous as well.
I've got a flying game. I wonder if it would work with that.
It works on the PC as well.
Or I wonder if it would work with, like, Eagle Flight, for example.
I don't know. Obviously, it depends on... I guess it depends on how it's mapped. Because, obviously, the controls are mapped to PS4 controls.
Oh, Eagle Flight might not have any controls at all. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's head point.
Yeah.
If that goes cheap, I might give that a go. But
yeah, that was...
The Psychonauts game's good.
Was Eagle Flight? It was basically Assassin's Creed Unity Eagle, wasn't it? Or the Unity map with the Eagle from the later games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially, except with some catacomby stuff built in.
When did they add in the Eagle? Was it in Origins? Or did they have an Eagle in Syndicate?
There's always the Eagle noise, isn't there?
Yeah, but I don't think you can ever go, like, you know, walk into the... I say walk because somebody...
No, that was Origins.
So yeah, quite a lot to be getting through. And then I'm tempted to download that new Titanfall game that came out today.
What's that one called? It's called like it's a battle royale thing, no?
Yep, Apex. Apex. No, I don't know. Look, Apex something. Apex. Apex Insight. Apex.
I don't know what it was called.
No, I can't find it now either. Just on the page for it as well. Let me see if I can find it. Apex Legends.
Apex Legends. And that's out today, is it?
Yeah, it came out tonight. It'd be interesting, because that would be EA, won't it, or not?
I was going to say, is it on the Origin store?
It's on the Windows store.
It must be on the Origin.
So this is what they've done instead of Titanfall 3. You know, this is just kind of nowhere. I only heard about it the other day. Yeah, it is EA.
I prefer Titanfall 3. Titanfall 2 was fantastic.
Oh yeah, Origin. Origin on PC. So you can get it on Windows Store, but it is also an Origin.
Oops. You say let me just check. I had a press release. We had a press release come through the mail. Let me just check, see if we're allowed to talk about it.
About what? Apex Legends?
I don't think so. Let me just check. Where did it go?
This is out. This is out now, right now.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay. Maybe not then.
It's a free-to-play battle royale shooter with character classes set in the Titanfall world.
Talking of shooters, we played Anthem.
We did.
I played Anthem on the part where I can't talk about me playing Anthem. So, you know, I'll go.
So you haven't played Anthem?
No, I think I can say I've played it, but I don't think I can.
So go on, roundtable discussion.
Why can't you say about it?
I don't know. How long does an NDA on a? Well, I wasn't in the beta. I was on the alpha.
Okay, because the closed beta a couple of weeks ago was free. You can talk about it.
No, I was on the closed alpha.
Okay.
Which I couldn't talk about.
I guess it's changed a lot since the closed alpha.
Yes, which is why I will withdraw any comments, or I will withdraw my rights to make comments.
So it was definitely not ready for release, but I really liked it. Aaron?
Yeah. There was some real annoying stuff, like all the bugs. But there was
the whole not being able to run in the main city.
Yeah. The lack of freedom in the main city. You couldn't run, you couldn't jump. Okay, jumping is...
Sorry, we'll answer that. Sorry, can you jump in Destiny in the main city?
In the main city, yep. I believe so. Yeah, you can.
You run.
In Destiny 2, it's that weird farmhouse, isn't it? Yeah, because you have to... There's like a challenge thing there. You have to run and jump around.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know, because I've seen other games that Mass Effect did some stuff like that, didn't it? Where you couldn't run in certain places.
Yep. When you're in the hub worlds. In Destiny, there was some stuff you couldn't do in the hub world. You couldn't double jump, I don't think, for example, and I don't think you couldn't shoot your gun, of course.
Yeah, you can't shoot your gun, but that's fairly okay.
You could basically run around and jump, and that was it, I think.
Yeah, it was a bit weird because you felt really empty. There was bits that didn't feel quite so empty, but then there was other areas that just felt really empty. There was nobody around. There was a market that seemed like it was had some people wandering around and stuff, but obviously you knew that the people that were wandering around were unimportant because all the NPCs were just stood there waiting for you to talk to them, which is fine. That's how they've always done it. But other games are changing that now. And I think they've done that... Because all the Mass Effect did that, didn't it? And the Dragon Age.
Mm.
Inquisition. That had people just sat... You knew exactly where they were. And you just went to them.
I mean, it's quite... You know, the Division does that, I suppose.
But that... You know, Mass Effect, they're all on a ship. They had their stations. Dragon Age Inquisition, everyone had their place in the in the castle. This is supposed to be a bustling market. While people should be at a certain place most of the time, I guess you'd expect some of them to wander around, but I don't know, it's a bit tricky, I guess. I don't know.
So actually, this wasn't in the bit that I played.
That was the hub world, and then you
went. The hub world's a market, is it?
It's a town, isn't it?
Okay.
And there's sort of town bits, and there's a market bit, and I didn't spend much time in there because it kept hanging on loading screens. So I spent most of my time looking at a loading screen.
Yeah, I feel okay. It's a beta, you know.
Yeah. They said they fixed that now. This past weekend, but I didn't get a chance to go on it. But then when we actually got to fighting, it was all right. The flying sensitivity on the mouse was a bit weird. But that might be because I was messing around with the sensitivity of my mouse anyway, because in the hub world it was terrible. It was sluggish and horrible. So I upped my sensitivity a bit there, so that might have affected the flying.
Yeah.
It was a bit more twitchy when you were out flying, which is really annoying, because I can't keep switching between, you know, profiles on my keyboards to compensate for the fact that they've made it all sluggish in the hub world. Shooting was okay. I thought that was all right. I got lost a few times.
It was very Destiny-like, or... You know, the comparisons keep being made to Destiny, but, you know, does it feel like Destiny?
Because it is that sort of game, isn't it? It's a multiplayer, hub-world-type shooter.
With DPS damage.
Yeah.
You know, some MMO, same MMO elements.
Yeah, there's some MMO elements.
Well, the Division, but, you know, the world itself, I guess, is more similar to the Destiny world.
Yeah, and the thing is, the hub-world is single-player. So that's a bit of a change from.
So you didn't see your friends in the whole world.
No. Which is a bit weird.
Does that break your party up if you're in a party?
I don't know. Because I don't know whether the voice chat works.
Yeah, if someone's local or if they're in a party.
Because we were on Skype, I think. Or Discord or something.
Okay, but did you go into the home world and then come back out?
Well, you start in the home world, you start in the hub world, yeah. And then you come out, and then while we were coming out, we matched into each other's games.
No, you didn't go back and then come out again?
No. I tried to, but it crashed. It locked up on me, so I gave up on that. So I only managed to do one mission, because loading back into the hub world locked up on me, and I gave up at that point.
I did a bit of exploration on this.
Did you? Did you go in the open world bit?
Yeah.
Because you can enter a region as a mission, and then if you go outside the mission area, it teleports you back in.
Yeah, no, you could do it. There's a free roam bit. Once you come back to the base from that mission that we did together, it then lets you go into another mission, or not into a mission. You can then either go into free roam or do another mission. So I did a bit of free roam, and it's good. The controls felt completely off on the PC.
Yeah, I didn't like the mouse and keyboard. The mouse was all twitchy for me. But that was maybe due to me turning the sensitivity up for the hub world.
No, I think it was just designed for a controller.
Yeah, I think it was. But then the menu to get into the mission was a bit weird as well.
Menu again. I think it was designed for controllers.
Yeah, I don't know, because you wouldn't be wanting to go in and out of those menus quite so much if you're on a controller. Maybe you could do it quickly. I guess you could do it quickly if you're using directional pad and a couple of buttons, rather than clicking all over the place with the mouse.
I don't think it would be too hard.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so, yeah. But we'll see what it's like, because obviously we've pre-ordered it. But if you've got Origin Access, you get into it before we get it.
Yeah, but that's because they want you to buy Origin Access, which is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Is it a piece of shit?
Well, it depends if you want to own EA games or just rent them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, do you get all? So, you know, do you get Anthem if you pay for EA Access?
You get. It depends which.
Or you just get early access.
It depends which EA Access you've got. Because there's multiple tiers.
Oh, they've added different tiers, haven't they?
Yeah, if you've got the basic, you get 10 hours. You get early access, but you only get 10 hours. If you've got the premium one, or whatever the higher tier one is, you do get the full game.
Do you get all DLCs as well? Oh, I don't know if that's got DLCs.
I don't know.
Two other games as well.
I don't know.
What's?
I didn't look into it that hard.
See, if that was on PlayStation, I'd look into it.
Yeah,
it's not. No, but Sony wouldn't allow it, would they?
No,
but they've changed their position on things in the past.
Yeah, although it's been interesting the fact that there hasn't been that much crossplay come out. Like, I would have thought, for example, like the Division 2 would be crossplay.
Well, they've got to. They're approving each one, aren't they?
Well, it was funny how they were using Sony not allowing it. So a number of devs were using it as an excuse for saying, oh, we're not doing it because Sony doesn't allow it.
Yeah, but Sony are only allowing certain ones now. They're in their beta program.
Even then, you know, when Sony said, okay, we'll allow it, you know, but you would have thought the big publishers, they'd have allowed it. So even where they've allowed it, some of those devs who said, oh, we're not doing it because Sony won't allow it, they come back and said, oh, we're just not doing it. So they were blaming they were using Sony.
Yeah, correct. It's a convenient excuse.
Mm. It was Fallout 76 was one, because it was before Fallout 76 came out. They said, oh, we could do it. It would be very easy, but Sony won't allow it. Well, okay, Sony will allow it now. Why don't you do it?
Which is just bullshit, right?
Yeah, and it's because they don't want to.
I don't know, because I know the thing is that it's in the beta at the moment. We'll see when it comes out of beta, if it ever does, of course. That is the...
What's in beta?
The crossplay.
I thought you were Fallout 76. I was like, is that
No, no, no. Because there's only two, isn't there? There's only Fortnite and Rocket League so far.
Yes, at the moment.
And they've said it's a beta program.
I don't know if they would do the Division because of the PvP. Minecraft. I could see Minecraft being one of the next ones.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's...
Microsoft. What else? You know, fighting games, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because the weird thing with the fighting game community is that... I don't know, actually. Would you want... Yeah, the weird thing with the fighting game community is... When you talk about perfect control sets, the best players all play with, arcade sticks, don't they?
They all play wired, specific arcade sticks. So,
Rather than using controllers and stuff.
Yeah.
Which seems weird to me. I would have thought you'd get more dexterity on a controller, but I guess...
No, because you arcade sticks, you can design it specifically for your hands.
That's true, yeah.
Because basically you get the buttons, you get the layout, you put them, you can buy your different switches, your different buttons. It's like keyboards, you can have different switches in your keyboards for how much throw you want.
Just seems to be weird that it's only fighting games that seems to work for.
I think it works for other games, but there's not so much of a competition behind the other games.
Oh, okay, it doesn't, you know, you don't use anything different than a controller for an FPS or a keyboard and mouse for an FPS.
Yeah, well, keyboard and mouse is the quickest way, but people do have custom switches in their keyboards and things for FPS shooters and certain mice and things. That's why all these gaming mice, how some of the high-end gamer mouses came about, wasn't it? It's good for that sort of thing, for that sort of market, for Twitch shooters. Effectively,
and you can get quite a lot of that high-end stuff at a cheap price now. the stuff that was high end, the features that were high end.
Yeah, some of the features. Yeah. It's coming to the low end keyboards now. I was looking at eyeing up a new keyboard because I found out that the K55 keyboard can be completely reprogrammed. So the Corsair K55, you can completely reprogram it to have macro keys. But
I mean, do you want it to do that?
I want another keypad that has custom buttons on, and I don't want to pay the silly money for a Stream Deck.
An Elgato Stream Deck.
Yeah, because that gives you something like 12 buttons for 120-130 quid.
Yeah, you just put custom labels on them, can't you?
Yeah, you can put custom labels. Whereas a K55 is something like 50 quid for a keyboard that you can map every key, so the whole keyboard can be remapped. But what I'm doing is I'm carrying on with my Raspberry Pi setup. Because you use Raspberry Pi Zero as a keyboard controller, so that's my plan. And I'll carry on with that. Slowly but surely, I'll get that done. But yeah, so I think that's about what I've been playing. I'm just trying to look through. I've played a bit more Card Life. I don't know whether I streamed some of that. No, I streamed some of that on my channel, but not on the main channel.
But your one should show up on the main channel.
It should do now, but
if someone is watching the main channel.
Yeah, it should also host.
It will auto-host you, auto-host me, or auto-host Dave.
Yes, should do.
Is it all stable?
What do you mean?
When you started streaming, you were having problems.
Yeah, no, my stream is all stable now. I've fixed all the issues, got it all down pat. I've got a camera set up, green screen, all fine.
Nice.
So it's all set up. Yeah, I've played some Staxel. We've got a Staxel server up and running. I keep meaning to go back into that now, but yeah.
Staxel was good fun. I prefer Card Life.
Yeah, there's some benefits to both, though.
Yeah, Staxel's more structured.
Staxel's more like Harvest Moon type thing, whereas Card Life is more of a survival game than a... Staxel's, you know, think Stardew Valley. It's a farming, make money, talk to the villagers sort of thing, whereas Card Life is a... go out, explore, build your ramshackle hut on the beach and scavenge for things, then go mining and that sort of thing. So sort of maybe Minecraft-esque in that scenario.
Mm.
But obviously with, you know, maybe Rust side as well. I don't know how PvP works in it. PvP works, doesn't it? Because we've accidentally hit each other, I think. In Card Life.
Yes.
So yes.
Have you been back to Ark or Rust at all?
No.
Rust I haven't. Ark I'd be interested to go back to, because I'm sure that's evolved more.
There's that VR Ark now, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
And there's a pixelated Ark as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Pixark, yeah.
They've just pumped stuff out, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they'd only made Ark, so they needed to...
Actually, haven't they just released something else on the Ark engine, and it's been really badly reviewed?
Don't know.
Like a new open-world survival thing.
I don't know.
I don't know what anyone was expecting from these devs when they released an expansion before the main game was finished.
Yeah.
I think PixArk is actually done by someone else, isn't it?
I think it is. I think it's a spin-off. I think they're paying for the license. But I think it is actually a separate developer. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Snail Games.
Unless they made that separate company specifically so they didn't get into trouble again. Because obviously they got into loads of stuff about it when they released that paid expansion before the first one went out of early access.
Was that a thing? I vaguely remember talking about that.
Yes, yeah, because they did that paid, because that's what So I just said they did the paid expansion before the main game was finished.
Mm-hmm.
And they were expecting people to pay for an expansion before they delivered on the original game. Which was a bit of a shitty thing to do.
Just a little bit. Maybe they didn't release a new thing then. An expansion to Dark and Light. That's a different game.
Talking of expansions, has anyone tried the Destiny 2 expansion?
Nope.
No, I've barely gone through the base game.
I've barely played the base game.
I've barely touched the base game, but the expansion's meant to be better than the base game.
Maybe we ought to have a stream and we all jump on.
What, jump on the base game?
Yeah. Have we all got it on the same platform, though?
I've got it on PS4, I've got it on PS4
and PlayStation, but I've only started playing on PlayStation.
I've got it on PC. I had it on PlayStation, but I think I gave it away. Yes.
I think I've got it on everything. Was it not free on PS Plus? Oh, Aaron does it on PS Plus.
Yeah, it was free on PS Plus, and it was free in Humble Bundle.
When was that? Because I'm...
And then it was free full stop, I think, at one point.
I might have a spare PC copy then. If it was free on Humble Bundle.
Probably, but I think we both own it on PC.
Do you own it on PC?
Yeah, I've got it on Humble Bundle.
Okay.
But it was a month, it was in the Humble Bundle a month after it was in the PlayStation Bundle. Or the other way around. And then it was free a month after that. I don't know. I don't know if they were just hemorrhaging players or what was going on with it.
Yeah, I don't think many people have been playing it. And what with it all getting split soon, it's going to be a bit interesting. With Anthem coming out, with Division 2 coming out, that's going to split the Destiny base quite a bit.
I mean, I'm more enthused to go play Red Dead Online or something, which I've not even tried. I need to play for the game and that.
I really want to go back and visit the Division.
Well, the original?
The original, and I'm starting to get quite excited for number 2.
Well, I don't know about the original. Because the thing is, I got all the expansions, but I never really got into the PvP, so only really one of the expansions is... I never tried the survival.
I never tried the survival.
But I think it's just the same game, but in like a survival world. I don't know, I'd have to have a look. One of the expansions was just PvP.
But number 2 doubled down on the PvP, right?
It might have done, I don't know.
They're changing the way the Dead Zone works, I think it's called. What's it called?
Dark Zone.
They're changing the way it works, so it will have different sort of modes, and it won't be so easy to trigger a massive PvP battle, and you won't be able to have, you know, friendly fire.
But the power creep was the bad thing in the first one, you know. So at some point, some people just became invincible, and it really...
So the Dark Zone in Destiny 2, in the Division 2, will have stat crush. So everyone will be on flat stats.
Okay, good.
Which will make it more interesting. Possibly, maybe. Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one. Like, the more I read about the second one, the more it makes me want to go and play the first one again. Same with Destiny. That's why I think about Destiny 2. Although I'm trying to download the update for Destiny 2, and it's downloading at 0 bytes per second.
Well, I think I'm going to download this Apex Legends and see what that's like. I need to go back and finish Titanfall 2, to be honest.
Oh, Titanfall 2 is so good. What are you playing it on?
PS4.
Yeah.
I might own it on PC, I can't remember.
Apex Legends was the press release we got through today. So we only got that through today, and it's released today.
Yeah,
They tried to keep it all a little bit under wraps, didn't they?
Yeah, it's been very odd. Yeah. Makes you wonder. Let's see if there's any reviews up for it.
I don't know, it's a free-to-play Battle Royale game. So
yep,
let's
class-based.
See. Yeah, let's see how it goes up against Fortnite then.
You know, Respawn have got a good predict. I'd be surprised if it's bad.
Yeah, but is it good enough to go against the existing
I mean, maybe this is like a soft launch and they're sort of hoping, I guess, with the Titanfall name, EA, and Respawn, between the three of them, they've probably got enough to at least get a good player base on it. Or is it going to do a... Well, and they're not charging for it. I think that's, you know, because they're not charging for it, people are more likely to go in and try it.
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas, you know, if you considered what killed quite a few games in recent years, it's just that they tried to charge for it up front and the player base wasn't there and the quality of the game wasn't there. Whereas if it's free, people more like stick around with it longer while you improve the quality. Yeah, what was the one that went up against Overwatch? Like a Mowbray.
Not Paragon.
Battleborn. Actually, Paragon's gone as well, isn't it?
Paragon's gone as well, yeah.
Dirty Bomber's gone.
Paladins?
Paladins is still around. That's high res. All the high res ones are still around. I've been playing their Battle Royale one and it's not bad. Realm Royale, that's called. That was quite fun. I enjoyed playing that more than I enjoyed playing H1Z1 or actually more than I enjoyed playing Fortnite. I can't quite get off. You know, my problem, I want to play the co-op in Fortnite. My problem with the multiplayer in Fortnite is that 12-year-olds have got crazy good at building stupid wooden structures at the end of the game, jumping off of them and shooting rockets and stuff like that. Whereas in Realm Royale, I felt like it was a bit more, even playing field between me and 12-year-olds.
It's got to that stage, hasn't it, where you don't stand a chance against the 12-year-olds.
I mean, because they spend their time just playing that, and then, you know.
I think it's the fact that they're just better.
I mean, they're probably better. I don't know about that, because I've gone in. I can do quite well in games, but, you know, when it comes down to the final one-on-one and it's a small area, I've never got the reflexes. I feel like I've got the strategy to get further, like, you know, especially if I don't know the maps particularly well or anything. But because I've been playing quite a lot of PUBG, I feel like I know what to do, you know, in order to avoid being killed. Yeah, a lot of 12-year-olds be like, there's a guy over there, just go in and shoot him. You know, there's someone over there, just run head first at them. Of course, that's not a way to survive in a survival battle royale.
No, it's just not a genre that's ever... It's never got under my skin.
I'd like to try the Black Ops 4 one. But I think this Apex...
Black Ops 4, right?
It does. So I think this Apex Legend would be a good way in. Because what I sort of want to try is a... One from a AAA developer with a bit of money, well, not a bit of money behind it, but, you know, a bit of polish, a bit of stability. Hopefully, it's Apex Legends, but I'll have to look at what the
it's got a lot of money behind it.
It does, yeah, and you know, it's fairly stable and stuff. Even though it's still in beta, but I think also it's very kiddie, isn't it? It is very kiddie, and I think with the building element in it. It's
the building element that gives it variety, right?
Yeah. But it's also the building element I don't like in that mode. Mm. Or the way that it's used.
It's very arcade, okay. Isn't it? It's very, very fake. It's very gamey.
That's it. If the building was a slightly slower and it had to, you know, you couldn't just construct a building that would collapse, you know. Let's say, you know, like a bridge simulator or something. What's that new one? Ski lift simulator. When ski lifts go wrong. You know, if pressure was put on lower planks by higher planks, I feel like that would be more interesting. Rather than, you know, floating platforms and whatever. Actually, I don't know if the platforms can float. I think you can just knock them down. It just takes some time.
It takes a lot of time.
So I think, you know, I'm going to go download Apex Legends now.
What is it on the Origin?
And it's on everything. I'm going to get it on PlayStation, I think, and I'll come back to you with my thoughts in about 6 months' time.
Yeah, sounds about right for the way things are going.
Yeah, yeah, there's loads of stuff coming out and loads of stuff going on at the moment. I got all excited because I thought Dragon Quest Builders 2 was coming out and then realised it was in Japan.
It's already out in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's come out recently in Japan, hasn't it?
Is it only recently in Japan?
I think it's this year. I think it's January or February.
Because they had Dragon Quest Heroes at the same time, didn't they?
Yeah, I think.
And Dragon Quest 11?
Something like that, yeah. There's a whole bunch of them. But yeah, Dragon Quest Builders is out now. Yeah. So we got an email through from an import company that. That was trying to sell it to me. But yeah, although they did. It's weird, I've got different release dates for the European version and the US version. Some say March and some say December, so we'll see. We'll see which one's true. But yeah, I probably ought to go back to Dragon Quest Builders 1 first and have another look before I decide to buy a game and then never play it again. Because it wouldn't be the first time I've done that.
I got onto the second base on Dragon Quest Builders. Well, I'm on the second base on Dragon Quest Builders.
No, I didn't. I almost got there, but yeah, I didn't get quite that far.
I've got a question for you, a practical question. Let's see if either of you can answer this. Now that Bungie owns the rights for Destiny 2. Where do you install and play the game?
Same place you did before.
On the Activision Battle.net. Store?
Battle.net.
Even though it's not part of Activision anymore?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Because it's still... Because you bought it through Activision.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's the launcher you use. I'm sure at some point they'll come out of that, because I assume that Activision are getting a slice of any extra DLC or stuff you buy through that interface. So I'm sure it'll go to maybe even Epic Store.
Oh God, not Epic Store. There's just too many launches. I don't mind other launches. Like, obviously, I've got Uplay, I've got Origin. But there's limited games in Origin and Uplay. So they're all right, because you know that a handful of games are on them, and that's about it. But yeah. I can't be bothered to have another store that's as big as Steam.
Yeah, but Epic isn't. It's just a small store at the moment.
About the size of Origin or Uplay at the minute.
Yeah. But then I've got Itch, I've got GOG, I've got Discord. There's all of those games as well. All of those stores. Because I've got some Discord, because I've got Discord Nitro, so I get some free
Twitch.
Games. Yeah.
Your Twitch?
Twitch doesn't have games, does it?
Yep. There's a Twitch games.
I didn't think they sold. I thought it went through Amazon, doesn't
and,
it?
Yeah. And if you've got Amazon Prime, you get Twitch Prime, and you get games into the Twitch launcher.
Okay. My games. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Because I redeemed a bunch. Because I've got which one?
They're quite good actually. They've added quite a lot of Devolver ones.
Yeah, Pillars of Eternity. Yeah. I got.
Yeah, that's in there.
And Bomber Crew's in there.
Yep, Bomber Crew's in there.
I got Bomber Crew for free, which was quite nice. But I use the Twitch launcher because it's my Minecraft launcher as well. Because they bought Curse.
Did they? Twitch own Curse now?
Yes. There is no Curse client anymore, it's all Twitch.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I bought that a while ago. Because Curse bought Feed the Beast, which was the Minecraft mod launcher. And then Twitch bought Curse, so they all the Feed the Beast mods are in Twitch now, in the Twitch launcher. But yeah, so there's so many launches around, but I guess that's the way it's going to be now. What we're going to What we're going to have to do is, put them all on the start bar again.
And we've gone full circle.
And we'll go back to the start bar.
If there's only six or seven, it's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not horrendous, but if I'm sat here going, I don't know what I fancy playing, it's a bit more complicated. Because if it's all place, you can just scan down your list and go, oh, actually, that one. But if you've got to go through several launchers, it's like I always forget that I've got The Sims installed because it's on Origin, and I don't very often boot up Origin. And God forbid Destiny 2, because that's on Battle.net, and that's the only game I play on Battle.net. It's got one game, and that's it. Although, to be fair, the Epic Launcher, the only time I load that up is if I'm using the Unreal Engine. So I don't have that for games at the moment. Although they haven't really got any games, so...
I guess the Unreal Tournament's no longer a thing, is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, they cancelled it.
Didn't they cancel one of them? Unreal Tournament still exists.
They cancelled the new Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they cancel that?
A while ago, actually.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament still exists, because it's still in the launcher. But, because you can create mods in Unreal. That was the whole idea. But I don't think they're expanding it much themselves.
I guess because they don't need to now.
Yeah, now so they're not putting any more resources into it.
Doesn't say it's been cancelled.
I'm sure I saw it.
Yeah, it doesn't say on the thing, but then maybe it wouldn't.
There you go. Found it. Now, 1 second.
Yeah, no longer in development.
Yeah. The 4th of December 2018, PC gamer Epic has confirmed that new Unreal Tournament has fallen victim to Fortnite and its upcoming Steam competitor.
Boom.
I always quite liked Unreal Tournament games.
Oh, that was one of my first forays into online gaming.
Yep, same.
If not the
And
then
new one looked lovely.
Well, and I don't know.
Unreal Tournament 3 was very good as well.
Don't know. I played the hell out of 2004, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one I just absolutely rinsed. Because I think I had that... Was that a Mac game? Did that come out on the Mac? I think it did. So it was one of the... four games I had on the Mac, so I just rinsed that and rinsed it over and over again. So yeah, so that was that. I had that Battlefield 1942,
and you could have a good game,
and you could have mods on that. So the Desert Combat mod or something, it just made it amazing. I had Civ, and I had Halo. I had Halo on a Mac because that was a thing. I might have had a couple of other games, but yeah, they were the main ones I played. I didn't get far in Halo because I was playing it on a trackpad on a power book because it wasn't even Intel chips back then. So yeah, I think. That probably is.
I think so. Sorry, I'm a bit odd this week because I've been with various crap going on my end. We'll be streaming again this coming week.
Yeah, I've definitely on a Friday. So there'll be a weekly streams every Friday and every Sunday on the Loopcast. Hopefully Wednesday too. I should definitely stream whenever I first get to play... Astroneer, the 1.0. I should do that live on the stream. Probably be Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it comes out that night, I shall stream that. But yes, definitely Friday and definitely Sunday every week that I am available. So that'll be most weeks. I shall let people know when it's not happening.
Nice, that sounds good. I'm going to try and not do as much tabletop, so I've actually played some video games.
Cool.
Tabletop is great. You don't need to do
City of Kings this week. Or last week. I took that to games night, that took hours. Anyway.
Right.
Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
Bye.
I don't allow for stalkers.
Yeah, at
UKVG Deals, you can find me.
That was at UKVG Deals for those who can't understand breaking up voice. I'm at Flyshe. The entire show's at the Loopcasters. You can email the Loopcasters at hotmail.com. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye. Bye.